How are designers like us supposed to know where to begin every project? What questions to ask? Selecting materials, how to spec processes, how to be sustainable? If you're asking these questions, this show's the answer.
All right, guys. So today we've got a question from a listener. I'm pretty excited because we haven't had a question from a listener yet. So thank you so much for leaving me the voicemail. You can leave me voice messages on LinkedIn or you can reach out through the Anchor website. I'm super excited to get into this. So thank you again so much for leaving this message. Here's the message and we're going to get the answer right after this.
I recently just had a drastic career change and I'm currently working now for a bottle and packaging distributor. And I'd like to know, what ways can I help my clients with their packaging in their business?
So you've heard the question. How can I help my clients with their business and their packaging? First thing that's important is to understand your client's business. Whether you're in bottles, glass, plastics, paperboard packaging, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Labels, doesn't matter. The first thing you've got to do is you've got to understand your client's business. Not just what they sell, how they sell it, but how they move it. Where is this packaging going to be produced? Where is their product being fulfilled? Go through the entire supply chain. Understand their logistics. As you walk your way through the entire system, the entire supply chain, what you want to take away from that is understanding not only just how it works, but how every single detail of that process costs them money, how it costs them time. Find out from the distribution center, find out from the fulfillment center where the biggest obstacles are and how packaging can help that.
All right, packaging peeps, I've got a special message from our sponsor, IDPDirect.com. If you want a more transparent supply chain and color consistency across your entire retail packaging program, check out IDPDirect.com. Not only do they make some of the most beautiful luxury retail packaging around the world, they're factory direct, meaning you speak directly with the factory making your packaging, not a middleman. Check out IDPDirect.com and schedule a consultation anywhere in the world near you. IDPDirect.com.
You know, the other thing too is that you've got to realize that whether you're looking at a Fortune 500 company or a startup, the problems they're each going to encounter are completely different. So there's not a one-size-fits-all solution. You can't say a stock bottle off a shelf is going to make the most sense for the Fortune 500 or for the startup. The conversation I had with somebody at Coke was that when they launch products, they wouldn't typically create custom bottles or custom containers for their fluids. What they would do is they would actually look for the cheapest way, which was finding stock packaging and applying graphics, labels, print, all these different options that they could do, because it was a matter of getting the product out the fastest and getting it into a test market. So it's not always about looking for custom packaging. Sometimes it's what can you do with stock packaging? How can you push that material? How can you push those production processes? Can you do a semi-custom stock packaging, right? Can you apply a custom lid to a bottle? Can you apply some type of custom label? Can you incorporate AR into this? You know, what are the options that you can present to them? And again, it's all about first outlining what their biggest hurdles are, what their biggest obstacles are at every single step of the way, not just for the consumer, but every single person that's touching that product before it gets on shelf. Then you want to go ahead and try to address it with packaging. If you're filling a bottle on a specific line, what are the best bottles that fit on that line? You know, talk to the line manager and see what do they prefer. You know, is your client using the wrong bottle for that specific machine, for that filling equipment? You know, is there a better solution? Is there something new that's out there? Are they looking, you know, is somebody looking to get away from plastic and into glass? Find out where they're located, where their biggest hubs are, you know, what states they're selling the most product in. Do those states offer glass recycling? You know, if they don't, maybe you don't need to move into glass. If there's a great deal of plastic recycling happening in that particular region, maybe the best solution for them is to move into plastics. You know, there's so many different things that you can look at. And I really appreciate you asking the question, but I think whether it's somebody that's new to packaging or somebody that's been in packaging for a long time, the main focus in anything that I do is how can I service that client best? How can I deliver solutions to obstacles that are keeping them from growing their business? Doesn't matter if it's a Fortune 5 or a startup. There's something that's standing in the way of them building their business. And that can be something as simple as, can we lightweight your bottle? Can we make that bottle thinner, lighter? Is there a way that we can improve fulfillment? Is there a way that we can communicate sustainability? Every single one of those obstacles is an opportunity. If you approach them properly, you're going to be successful in this industry. Thanks again for your question. If anybody has any questions, please reach out to me on my LinkedIn, leave me a voicemail. I'm always listening, always happy to answer. Thanks once again.
Thanks for joining us on the show. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to the Packaging Podcast. That way, you can get an insightful podcast every day. The Packaging Podcast is hosted by me, Evelio Matos. If you enjoyed the show, pay it forward by rating and reviewing the show on Apple Podcasts. It'll help grow the show and support our growing audience. Thanks again for listening. We'll talk soon.